sharing the gospel around the world. You're listening to The Messengers.
Hi, everybody.
Hello.
This is Marcus.
And Trisha.
And we are...
The Messengers.
Like how we just kind of play off each other like that.
It's like we're married or something.
That's right, yeah. If we're not, we should be, right?
We should be.
Well, we are back here with our part two to our broadcast on love. Mm-hmm. And today we're going to be talking about love. The choice is yours.
That's right.
Yeah.
If you haven't listened to our other love service, Love the Beginning, mm-hmm. you might want to go back and listen to that first.
Yeah.
This one will make a little more sense when mm-hmm. you do. But we talked about in that God is love, and that is true love is God.
Right.
And he created us because he loves us so much.
Right. So the last one was all about God and
yes.
his love. And this one's going to be about it's your choice if you're going to love.
God loves us so much that he gave us the choice to love him. He does not make us love him.
Mm-mm.
He wants us to love him. And I've been writing in journals. We've explained a little bit about this in other broadcasts, but I've been writing in journals. He talks to me, and I just write down what he says. And that's just how God and I communicate a lot of times. I mean,
right.
we talk to each other other times, but that's just how important things are that I just write
right.
down.
And this is pretty much a daily thing for you.
Yes.
You know, there's a few days that you have missed, but, I mean, on a daily basis, she's got, 19, 20 journals that are filled out in about a year?
In about a year.
So this, and these are no little journals.
No.
We're talking lots of stuff God's saying, that she's saying to God, and then God's saying to her.
Yes.
So these journals are going to be the backbone of a project that you're working on.
Of a ministry.
Yes.
Yes.
And a book.
A book, yes.
So we want to, real quick, Trisha's working on this book, and it's going to be called Okay, God, Let's Start From Here.
Yes.
You want to explain a little about what you want people to give you
yeah.
information or stories on?
Basically, I thought, in the beginning, it was going to be this big aha moment. Like, you do something major and then go, oh, okay, God, let's start over. Let's start from here. And it can be.
Right.
But I'm looking for stories like that. But also, he's showing me it's everyday things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when you do something to mess up and just stray off the path a little bit, it's like, okay, God, let's start from here.
Right.
And that's just forgetting the past and just looking towards the future and moving on with God,
right.
letting him bring you further, closer to him again,
so
getting you back on the right path.
Keeping your eyes focused on him.
That's right.
Rather than focused on yourself. Or anything else of this world.
That's right.
So
if anybody has stories of moments that they had like that really meant something to them, or anything like that, I would love to put some of those stories in this book. Just give the readers something that they compare their lives to.
Right.
So I
never
know
underestimate
that.
These are testimonies that we're looking for, really.
Yes.
And never underestimate your. I always tell us never underestimate your testimony, because your testimony can touch somebody else. Like nobody else could. God may have brought you through something that I have never been able to experience, and I would never be able to tell somebody else about it because I have experienced it, because you did, because you trusted God and you came through this. You can touch that person's life like nobody else ever could.
That's right.
So
makes a big difference.
It does.
Mm-hmm.
So never underestimate your testimony. It's very important.
Okay, so on that day in my journal, he said, I gave you the decision to love me out of my love for you. You mean so much to me. Let me just step back and clarify. When he says you, he's really not talking just to me. It's to everyone.
All of his children.
These are
believe.
Journals are for everyone. So you is you.
Right.
So he goes on to say, you mean so much to me. I would not have done what I did, die on the cross, if I did not love you so much. My great sacrifice was for your great sacrifice. You sacrificed the life you could have lived, maybe more prosperous financially or easier, but you gave all that up when you laid your life down for me. You chose to change and let me take control.
Mm.
And he said, life without me may look easier for a time, But without accepting my love, it all ends in death.
Right.
And that is so true.
Right.
You may think people with money, like famous people, oh, they have such an easy life, you know. Oh, they've got it so good. But it's going to end in death. You know, they're going to spend hell, I mean, eternity in hell, and that's not easy.
And not because they have money. There's only one reason that somebody will go to hell, and that's because they have not accepted Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior.
That's right. God wants to prosper us. He wants his people to be prosperous and to have money and to do things with that money that furthers his kingdom. And he wants us to have the joys of our heart. You know, he says that throughout the Bible. Mm-hmm. He wants to bless us. He loves to bless us. But these people that I'm talking about are people that you see that don't love God and don't follow him. And they may have money, but they are not happy. We've talked about this several times. There is a God-shaped hole on the inside of you. And people try and fill that with everything except God. With money, with cars, with houses, with boats, things like that. And they just can't fill that hole because it's only God-shaped.
Right.
Once you fill that hole, you're complete.
Right. You can put anything you can think of in that hole, mm-hmm. and it'll just go in and just fall straight down.
Yeah.
And it won't, there will never be enough things to fill that hole
mm-hmm.
with anything of this world. God is the patch for that hole.
Yes.
He will cover it up so that you don't need anything else. You don't need to put anything else to fill that because your heart or that hole in your soul is patched and is made sanctified.
Yes.
And made whole by grace.
By grace. That's what it is. So in Joshua, backing up to Joshua 24:15, he says,
"But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord."
Amen.
And I see that on plaques and stuff all over. "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord."
Mm-hmm.
I see that in people's houses. I wonder if a lot of people know what that really means.
I don't know. People kind of take things out mm-hmm. of context. They just take one verse and think, oh, it means this.
Mm-hmm.
But Joshua was telling them, hey, you choose this day who you will serve.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he made them make a decision. You choose. But for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. So he was saying, you have to choose your own route. But right. I'm telling you, I am serving the Lord.
Well, that's interesting because that kind of goes exactly with what we're talking about today. Love, the choice is yours, right?
That's right. That's
I wonder how
amazing.
That happened. Thank you, Lord.
So this may be from the Old Testament, but it is as true now as it was then. You have the choice to love God. He has already chosen to love you.
Chosen. That's a new
chosen.
Word.
Chosen.
Chosen,
whatever. Chosen, chosen. Okay, I can't talk, but you know what I mean.
Yes, you can talk.
So he's chosen to love you, and that will never change.
Ever. That's the amazing part.
Ever. He lovingly made you. He knit you in his mother's womb.
In your mother's womb, right? Not his. I'm catching. That's two. Three strikes and you're out.
Getting all over me. He knit you in your mother's
there you
womb.
Go.
He has a plan and destiny for your life. His love, again, will never, ever change.
Hmm.
We talked about in the first broadcast that he loves all of us the same.
Right.
He loves the sinner as much as he loves the believer.
Right.
And I think it's important to remember that there's nothing we can do to earn that love. It is a free gift from him
right.
to us. Free gift.
And what's amazing is even for those people that are not believing, that have been in the past and right now, he had a path for them. He had a future for them
yes.
to prosper them. And they just chose the wrong thing.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to make sure that people today choose the right path. And the right path is the path that God's chosen for you.
That's right. You have to find out what
he predestined you.
You have to find out what his will for your life is.
Mm-hmm.
You have to seek him and find that.
You see, he's put talents inside of you that you may not have ever tapped into.
Mm-hmm.
because you have never believed.
That's right. Once you seek him, he will reveal those to you. So it's hard for us to grasp this concept. It's hard for us to grasp this concept. And sometimes when we get close to understanding, the devil will try to sneak his way in and steal that newfound joy that we feel.
Right.
We see in John 10:10,
the thief comes not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. And this is Jesus saying, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly.
That's right. So he came to give us life and love. And even that in abundance.
Right.
Lots and lots of love.
Right. Abundance means a little bit, right? Just tiny little itty bit?
No.
No, abundance means overflowing.
Overflowing.
Right. More than you can handle.
So he goes on to say in my journal from August 9th of 2015, he says, my love is not fickle like the world. My love is perfect and all-consuming.
Right. And John even laid out a roadmap for us about how to love him. And in John 1, 7 through 21, he showed us that God loves us and he wants us to love others. So will you read from the Bible, from 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 through 21?
Yeah. It's a lot, but it's wonderful. It's
right.
Wonderful. I found this and I just was overwhelmed with a sense of love.
So, amen.
So let's look at that. It's under a heading in my Bible. It says God's love and ours. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God loved us, so we ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us and his love is made complete in us. 13 says, we know that we live in him and he in us because he has given us his Spirit. And we have seen and testify that the Father has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. If anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in him and he in God. And so we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God and God in him. 17 says, in this way, love is made complete among us so that we will have confidence on the day of judgment. Because in this world, we are like him. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. We love because he first loved us. If anyone says, I love God, yet hates his brother, he is a liar. For anyone who does not love his brother, whom he has seen, cannot love God, whom he has not seen. And he has given us this command, whoever loves God must also love his brother.
And then over, and over on 1 John 5, 2-3, shows us again how we know we must love God. We are to love God. It says this in verse 2. It says, this is how we know that we love the children of God, by loving God and carrying out his commands. In verse 3, it says, in fact, this is love for God, to keep his commands.
Yes.
So what does God command us to do? He's commanded us to love, right?
Love one another.
Love one another.
God first, and then love one another.
Right.
So, we said this in our last broadcast, but it is so important that I wanted to repeat it again. These are some good questions to really ponder. Have you ever felt unloved? Does it seem like everything is falling down on you? If you ever wanted someone to love you like you've never been loved before, then put your faith and trust in God, and He will never leave you like the people of this world will. You will experience peace, joy, and true happiness when you invite Him in your heart.
And some people out there may be asking, how do you invite Him into your heart? Well, last broadcast, we talked about how to receive Jesus as your Savior. We're going to do that again. But we're also going to talk today about how to receive the filling of the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. If you've never asked Jesus to come into your heart and to be Lord of your life, I want you to understand this is the most important decision that you will ever make in your life. It is more important than your job. It is more important than finances. It is more important than children or whatever else that you think is most important. It is the most important thing that you will ever make. So let's look at God's Word. God's Word says in Romans 10, 9 and 10, it says that if you will confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved.
Amen.
So He says it is with your mouth that you confess. And if we skip down to verse 13 in Romans 10, it says, for everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. Are you ready to call upon the name of the Lord today? Are you ready to change your eternal address? If you're ready to do this, I want you to understand this, that by His grace and by God's grace, God has already done everything to provide salvation. Your part is to do two things. It's only two things.
Two things.
You need to believe, and then you need to receive. You don't have to do anything else. You don't have to do good works. You don't have to do good deeds. You don't have to go to church. Oh, it's very,
very important,
very important that you do that. But to change your eternal address, you must confess with your mouth, and you must believe in your heart.
Yes.
So I would like for you to pray this out loud. If you're ready to do this, if you're ready to change your eternity, because this life that we're living right now is just a very small
blip
in eternity. So I want you to pray this out loud, and I want you to mean it from your heart. Say, Jesus, I confess that You are my Lord and my Savior, and I believe in my heart that God raised You from the dead, and by faith in Your word, I receive salvation right now. Thank You for saving me. Amen and hallelujah.
Amen.
So I want you to understand this also. I said this last time. The very moment that you commit your life to Jesus, the truth of His word will instantly come to pass in your spirit. And now that you're born again, that is a brand new you.
Yes.
How do you feel? We want to hear from you. We want to hear if you prayed that. We want to hear, and we want to help you understand and grow. Mm-hmm. So go to our website, themessengersradio.com. Click on Contact. You can fill out the form there, and it'll email both Tricia and myself,
mm-hmm.
or you can click on either one of our names, and it will email us individually. But we don't want to bombard you with anything.
No.
We want to help you. We want to help you grow.
Anything that you need.
Any kind
books,
of materials.
Bible, anything that you need, we will lovingly be there to help you.
Right. So if you have just prayed that, or if you prayed that before in the past, there is a second step that many Christians don't understand they need to take. They think that just because they receive this, they say that you do receive the Holy Spirit right then, but you need to receive the filling of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
And as His child, God wants to give you the supernatural power that you need to live this new life. And how do we do that? So let's look at the Word. We're going to look over in Luke 11, verses 10, and we're also going to look at 13. So
let me, real quick, before
sure.
you say that, let me go back to John, what I was reading, John 4, 13. It says, we know that we live in Him and He in us because He has given us of His Spirit. So this is another way that we know God loves us,
mm-hmm.
is because He gave us the Holy Spirit,
right.
the filling of the Holy Spirit.
And that, well, you'll be asking to for the filling.
Yes, but he gives us that right. ability. When we ask him, that's how we know God lives in us.
Right.
Is we have that filling of the Holy right. Spirit, and that's a love. He gave us that out of love.
So over in Luke 11, verse 10, it says this, "For everyone who asks receives. He who seeks finds. And to him who knocks, the door will be opened." And if you drop down in verse 13, it says, "If you then, though are evil, know to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" So all you have to do is ask. And just like you did for changing your eternal address, you just have to believe and receive.
Mm-hmm.
And it's as simple as a prayer. So if you're ready to receive the filling of the Holy Spirit, I want you to pray this out loud. Say, "Father, I recognize my need for your power to live this new life, or even this old life. Please fill me with your Holy Spirit, and by faith I receive it right now. Thank you for baptizing me. Holy Spirit, you are welcome in my life. Amen."
Amen.
So
and let me just point out real quick, you have to accept Jesus in your life before
right.
you can accept the Holy
right.
Spirit. This is not something you can choose to do without having Jesus as your Savior.
Right.
You just have to go in order.
Right. So you may have felt something or you may not have felt something when you prayed that. But I want you to understand this. Whether you felt anything or not, when you prayed to receive the Lord and His Spirit, if you believed in your heart that you received it, then God's Word promises that you did. He says, "Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them." That's Mark 11:24. And God always honors His words. You must believe it.
Mm-hmm.
So please contact us. Let us know. We want to help you with this as well. We want to help you understand. You may start saying syllables or words coming out of your mouth. And that, don't be scared.
Yeah. They don't make sense to you at all, but it's your
right.
spirit talking to God.
Right. And the devil can't understand that, and it makes him angry.
So mad.
Yeah. So if you have done that, just remember, go to themessengersradio.com and click on the contact button, and you can contact either Tricia or myself or both of us if you fill that form out.
Mm-hmm.
So we look forward to talking to you guys next time. We love you.
We love you.
And we will talk with you again.
God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Messengers Radio Program.